Here we are again. So how is life in England? I'm a little dark, right?
There you go.
How's everything on the other side of the pond? There it is.
Finally, we've got some sort of peanut butter whiskey.
I like the label. You were right. Mine does have a ram. This was not the one I thought. The other one does exist, I was telling you about, but yeah, Ram's Point. You're okay. Right.
So, I'm going to give it a try.
Look at the fancy ice. And I got my square glass out for you, too. Mine's a little dark. I put a little Coke in it.
Oh, with the peanut butter. I'm doing straight up.
How's that ice? You liking those ice spheres?
I really do. I am completely enjoying the peanut butter whiskey. It was worth the wait, and wait I did. That's fantastic.
It is everything you expected, everything you dreamed it would be.
It really is. And I know that there's a difference between yours, mine, and Screwball. Like, I get that.
Right.
I'm okay with this. I am really okay with this.
Now, is yours made in England? Is yours made over there?
Let's have a little look. I didn't even... Blending peanut butter with whiskey? We thought the idea sounded a little nutty too, but it's high time a whiskey was bred to take the party to the next level. Grab a bottle of Sheepdog, break away from the pack, and woof down some good times. No, it says it's bottled in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. I'm totally okay with it. It's 70 proof, I think. It says 70 woof.
Stupid. Love it. Congratulations, you finally got your peanut butter whiskey.
I know, I'm telling you, what a day. Peanut butter whiskey and burritos for dinner. 72 degrees today, sun shining, no sweating.
Right.
Honestly, it's been a day.
Your hair's growing in nicely.
It's getting a little bit longer. I'm going to see about getting the top blended into the sides next week.
Mm-hmm.
That might be my 4th of July treat to myself.
Gemma said don't.
She said just leave it. Just let it all grow out. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try a different place. Like, needless to say, I'm not going back to the same place.
Even though
the manager did call me, we did have a conversation about it, and I sent him a picture.
Oh, wow.
His response was not what I was looking for. Like, he didn't seem to grasp the severity of the problem.
That's not good.
And I feel like he was blaming the stylist, and I don't believe it was the stylist's fault. I believe it was the trainer's fault.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I was trying to push him to understand. And then even after I sent him the picture, he emailed me back, I will walk the stylist through this cut. And I'm like,
Oh my God. You know, even if they don't get it, they should pretend they understand, because you want to feel better as the customer.
I've never had this situation. Like, I've never had this visceral of a response to a bad haircut. And I don't know if it's because I feel like it's ruined my summer, but you know, the timing of it, like having left it alone for 10 months during and to have it screwed up right at the start of summer. So,
yeah.
But speaking of summer, you've lined up a guest for us. Well, all right, we'll let her in. This is Shauna.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. And you?
Are you on alone today, or do you have, is Courtney?
I have my partner sitting next to me. She's drinking the whiskey, and I'll be doing the shit talking.
Cheers to you, partner.
Yes, cheers to both of you.
We can also be both on the screen. I just wasn't sure what you guys wanted, or.
It's completely up to you, whatever you feel comfortable with.
All right, well,
you're
coming in,
babe. All right. There she is.
We figured I started the business because of her mostly.
Okay.
And then she also does most of my modeling. So we figured, why not? She may as well be on here.
Yeah.
Of course.
What do you got? What are you drinking there, partner?
I have some scotch, prepper number 12.
Nice. Okay. She's officially part of the gang then. We're on peanut butter. You are
one of the first guests in a long time that came on with a drink. It was an actual drink.
Whiskey drink.
We do our research and we come prepared.
We take direction well. I like this. This is going to go good. Well, Jane was just telling us a little bit about what you've got going on, but she figured she would let you lay it out for us. It's summer. I was just telling her over here, it was a gorgeous 72 degrees with a cool breeze, no sweating, no fans, because we don't have air conditioning. So summer sucks. But you guys have come up with a creative way to kind of celebrate summer.
Yeah, so I have always been in the fashion industry, making my own kind of clothing. And a few years ago, my partner and I realized that there just wasn't a lot out there for her and a lot of our friends. So I started making it. It's definitely been a journey. I love it. Everyone that touches the fabric falls in love with it. Like it, there are a lot of trunks out there. There's a lot of swimwear out there. But I pride myself on how great the fabric is in our original collection. It's perfect for summer. You can wear it out to the beach, wear it to brunch, wear it to the mall afterwards, and then fall asleep in it that night. It's so comfortable and so breathable.
Nice.
So,
yeah. That's fantastic.
So you, I understand that you started, part of the reason you started the designs that the styles that you have is basically for people, women of all different shapes and sizes to feel comfortable in swimwear.
Yeah. So the original goal of the swimwear line was to create swimwear for women and non-binary individuals who are masculine of center, who don't fit the typical feminine bathing suit, but also don't want to wear trunks and a mismatching top to the to the beach anymore. Like that, for so long, it's just been the norm for the lesbian community to show up to the pool parties, show up to the beach in basketball trunks and a sports bra. And as much as we love that look, it's not made for the beach. So you're going to hold a lot of water. It's not going to do really well in the sun. So I wanted to create a better alternative, swim tops that are sportswear inspired. So you're going to get a lot of coverage, a good hold. You can even do a workout in the swim tops. And the trunks are made, like I said, to go beach to brunch. And if you wanted to go hiking in the middle there, you probably could. They've been worn. I know people wear them hiking all over California. We've brought them to the beach, to the springs in Florida, and they do so well. They've been in the wash and the dryer so many times, and they last. They do really well. They look just as good as when we first made them. And I think it's a good piece to have in your wardrobe. It's a solid, even if you had like a capsule wardrobe, it's a solid piece because you could wear it so many different ways. It's not just your swimwear. It's also athletic. It's also brunch wear. So
tell us how you decided, you know, marketing wise, like what was your plan? Like, first of all, the name of the company is?
The name of the company is Shark and Ray.
Okay.
And that is, so for me, I wanted to create a company based off of something pretty androgynous. I didn't want it to hold any kind of gender. I didn't want it to be too specific. And I did want it to be something that reflected me and my partner. So sharks and rays are both pretty, they're, I don't think you can find them either or on like gendered kids' clothing. I feel like they're pretty across the board. Yeah. And then, so shark, Shauna Ray Calfon, and the end Ray. And then it just is, my partner and I, are moving towards, that last name in the future. We did just get engaged and that's been the last name we've been talking about. Congratulations. So, thank you so much. So that was a way to incorporate both of us into the company. I did start the company, was all my project. She supported me every step of the way, was shipping out, was working in the office with me, helping me with the designs, trying on every single piece of clothing. But she has made it very clear that this is my thing and she's just here to help where she can. So
that sounds about right. That's how those things go. Okay, I'll take this to the post office for you. Thanks. Yeah.
That's it. That's all I do.
It's fantastic. No, you gotta have that. That's part of it. That's a very big part of it. Manufacturing. So yeah.
And when you need someone to drink whiskey on a show.
Exactly. Yeah. She does the whiskey drinking and I do the shit talking, like we said.
So have you had like fashion shows, or where have you been able to, show off your product, like pool parties? There's so many events.
We've done a few pool parties in the community. There is an organization called Ignite Women South Florida, and we've done a few pool parties in the past with them. This summer, we have an event coming up, the Reflect Market, Queer Market and Drag Show. It's a pride market that's going to happen in Hallandale this weekend, actually. We're going to be vending at that show. Maybe we'll do a little fashion show. We'll see what they have in the works for us. But it's been a really exciting process doing all it. I mean, so of course, with the pandemic, a lot of those things stopped. We weren't able to do a lot of shows. But before the pandemic, we were able to do Aqua Girl. We've done a few major lesbian events in the past. That's been our main focus, is the lesbian community. I'm as part of the lesbian community, I did create this for my community, just because I noticed a lot of my friends didn't have matching swimwear. They just didn't have something they felt proud and confident in. So we did a few of those events. And then once the pandemic hit, we took a backseat. This wasn't really a time to sell swimwear for us. We felt like the community needed more attention. And we changed gears and I hand sewed masks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I was making masks for a while. I think we ended up making and distributing. So we made and sold 500 masks, and then we donated, I think, between 1,500 and 2,000 masks.
That's
to,
fantastic.
Yeah, to awesome. The Ann Stork Center, Children's Harbor, Inc., which is a center, it's a foster center that does a lot of work with foster homes in the area. And then to a lot of nurses and healthcare providers in the area.
Great. Oh, that's fantastic, man. That's the way to do it. Yeah. Everybody kind of had to adapt and adjust, and, you know, especially in your line of work, that was a great way to give back a little bit. But,
yeah, I mean, that was what I was looking for. I just wanted a way to help my community, help the people around me, help where I could. And I'm not a healthcare worker. We work in construction for our day job. So this was really the best way I could give my skills. And every mask I did, I enjoyed making it because I knew what it was helping, what it was gonna do for people in the future. So we did that for a while. She probably learned some sewing skills. We were working every day, day in and day out, making masks. And then after a while, that I was able to refocus on the swimwear. We haven't done any public events. So this weekend will be our first public event. But we have done a lot of photo shoots that we've made public. We've done, we had the Butch Boudoir project. They're coming out with a photo shoot that is really exciting. And hopefully you'll get to talk to Gabby in the future. I like to just get my products out into the community, because that's the best way to spread awareness, is in the community. So
Everything is word of mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. I try to send as many free pairs or as many discounts as I can to people who need them, and for them to spread the word. I think that's the best way. I mean, we do the regular marketing on Facebook and Instagram and things like that. Now that the pandemic is over, or starting to at least, things are starting to get back to normal, we're feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
We'll probably do some fashion shows this coming year, next year. That's what I'm really looking forward to, setting something like that up. But so far it hasn't been.
Those things really took off. Like when I was doing my other podcast, we were hosting a lot of gigs, you know, everywhere from Key West to Orlando, Daytona, Space Coast Pride. And we always tried to bring a local business, you know, spotlight a local business, whether it was, there was a girl that was doing a clothing line, I think way back, oh my God, I'm dating myself here. I want to say like 2009, 1101 clothing was this up and coming clothing thing. And we had like some cool fashion shows at Girls at Gay Days, and they get like, people were going nuts, man. Like after the show, they had a big table set up. So if people can see the product, see somebody in it, you know, right there in front of their eyes, and then just walk. Right. 10 steps
over. Yeah, I'm really hoping to vend at Girls in Wonderland this year, which is, I'm pretty sure, the Girls of Gay Days.
There was two opposing girl groups, and you know,
yes,
had to make nice with one and work for the other. But yeah, that's exactly how it would go down. And those things, I mean, it's been years, you know, and they leave a lasting impression, you know.
Definitely.
And this was, of course, before Facebook was big and Instagram was big. So it really literally was word of mouth and a website. You know, they were getting orders through the website. So grassroots, man. I mean, it's a long haul and a big journey, but it's worth it. Like, I think what you're doing is fantastic. You look at pictures from like the Dyna or any, you know, women's and the standard look across the board is board shorts and a tank top. You know, it's like no individuality whatsoever. You're providing a little individuality, like identity. And the fact that, you know, that we're always insecure, you know, about what we're wearing, because it is an actual bathing suit. You know what I mean? So if we can have something that's multifunctional and accepted as swimwear, and people aren't going, oh man, that's just a tank top and a pair of shit shorts. You know? like, you know, I mean, honestly, it kind of gives you a little more confidence. I think that's fantastic what you're doing.
Yeah, if you feel good in the clothing you're in, you definitely have a lot more confidence. And that's what I wanted to give. And not only that, you feel visible, you feel like you matter in society. And that's very important, to have clothing and to have swimwear that makes you feel seen. And that's what I wanted to give. As like you said, like when you go to these parties and across the board, all of the parties, they're all the same, whether you're in California or Florida anywhere else in the world, it's always tank tops or sports bras and bicycle shorts, basketball shorts or board shorts. There isn't a lot of variation. So I definitely wanted to give, especially so with our newest items that we've added to the shop, there's a wider range of items. We have short shorts, we have long shorts, we have bikinis, we have one pieces. leggings that can be worn for sports, athletics, or they can be worn swimming. Cause you know, some people want a lot of coverage. Like this one is right. No joke anymore. And we need to be protected. So, we do have capri leggings, full length leggings, and we do have a rash guard that, I mean, you could wear as a regular shirt. It's so comfortable.
Oh, that's great.
And we can do like a variety of prints. You can have, or a print on a variety of those. So you can have a full set and you can feel like you're actually wearing a set of swimwear instead of having to piece together your wardrobe. Right.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So when you decide you want to, because I'm always curious about this when people come out with clothing lines. First of all, you need to know how to sew to make the original sample, right? Do you need to like make that, or like, do you make your clothes, or are they manufactured?
So some of my clothes are made by me. A lot of my clothes, so the original collection, I went about it by finding a manufacturer. Mm-hmm. Once I found a manufacturer, I already had designs that I had been working on drawing. I've based off of, instead of making, like I didn't have to sew my own original piece. I took a bunch of swimwear that we knew we liked and took every piece that we liked from those swimsuits and put it together into one swimsuit. What shape fit her nicely? What sizing worked well? A feature on the original collection that I really like is a cinch in the waist, because a lot of women end up getting like that pocket in the back that isn't super comfortable and people can see down your pants and it's just not great. So, and also women's bodies change, human bodies change all the time from day to day. So we like to account for that with an expandable waistband that accounts for, you know, bloating or adjusting for that little pocket in the back.
Right.
So a lot of those little features that we found on other swimwear, we incorporated that and made it fit for a more neutral, non-binary body as opposed to a straight or a more curvy body. So either way, and then it makes it really easy to either size up and size down for like a more fitted style or a looser style. So you kind of have that range within the line.
Where are you finding that people are finding you? Like, where do most of your sales come from?
We have a big following on Facebook, which is the greatest place to follow us. Yeah. We're also on Instagram and Google. Those generate a good amount as well. But Facebook has been our biggest market, I guess you can say. A lot of people find it. I also have found that the style of trunks that we made are well liked with mothers and women over 45, because they're super comfortable. They're stretchy enough that you can move really well in them, but they're not too stretchy where it's gonna pull or show different things that you don't wanna show. So they're really, really comfortable in that aspect. And a lot of my mom friends and my mom's friends have liked them.
That's great. That's like cross marketing right there.
Yeah, that really is.
So, and then also they're pretty big hit with the gay male and the straight male community. My brothers have really liked them. My brother's friends have been really liking them. So it's been really cool to see how broad the reach has been. And where all the orders are coming in from, like you said, where it's a lot of it is from Facebook, but you know, some of them like are coming from places where I don't know anybody. It's like in the middle of nowhere for me. And that's really cool to see that we're having such a reach.
Yeah. You mentioned California.
A lot from Canada too.
That's far.
Oh, Canada. Yep. Perfect. Yeah. I thought when you mentioned California, that was the first thing I thought, is that, you know, they enjoy, like, I get it. I lived in Florida for like 27 years. And, you know, people talk a lot about the outdoor lifestyle, indoor, outdoor living. We didn't have that. It's like the seventh layer of hell in Florida. You don't, right. You don't really want to be doing stuff unless you're swimming, right, in Florida. But California, yeah, seems to have that mix of, you know, year round, they can, you know, open their bifold doors and have dinner on the patio and the dining, you know,
right,
indoor,
right.
That's indoor, outdoor living. So I would imagine that the market out there, you know, they'd be scooping that stuff up. So, yeah.
But even like here, what a great state to start that in, because you, yeah, can basically, yeah, market down here.
Yeah. What's been nice about Florida is it's pretty much summer year round. So right. I have a market year round. I can market anywhere in Florida. Year round,
right.
California is kind of the same thing as well. Here, you're right though. It's more, I've noticed that I push more like swimming activities here, and like the Northeast is more, Northwest, sorry, is more hiking and adventure activities.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. Paddle boarding, you know, yeah, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, yeah, kayaking. And I have a friend that recently got into kayaking, and, you know, I think like I'm definitely gonna have to push this her way so she can have a look, because she's sent some pictures, and I'm like, what in God's name do you have on? You know, what is that outfit? Is that kayak attire? Like, what? So yeah, that's yeah, I think this will, there's, you know, I think that's what it is too, is that when you find a company, you know, like yours, and you're marketing it on Facebook, and maybe there isn't a website to send to somebody, you know, with Facebook, you can just hit share, you know, you don't, mm-hmm, even have to explain to your friend why you're sending it to them. You can just hit share.
Right.
I think this would look awesome on you.
You have such a broad demographic too. I mean, like you just said, like there's so many markets that you can hit, so many different people. You should get some press. I think I'm going to suggest, your name, your company name to a site that just did a story on me. And they're looking for entrepreneurs that are, independent entrepreneurs and artists.
But that would be really wonderful. Them. I've been really wondering where, I don't know. I need to make more contacts in that aspect. I don't know where, as far as like publications or putting my name out there, that I know how to do the Instagram, I know how to do the Facebook marketing, but as far as getting picked up by somebody to talk about my swimwear, that's where,
right.
So this was a really exciting opportunity for us.
When Joni told me about it, I'm like, they're perfect for our podcast. So yeah, I'm going to recommend you guys. I'm going to suggest you as a company to be featured. The company is based out of Culver City, California. I think what you're doing is amazing. It's great because there's nothing you can go in the store and see that type of swimwear for that
reason. Yeah, and let's be honest, like you don't ever want to try swimwear on in a store.
Right. You know? They're little tiny, and everything's
cringy.
Little tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a really easy refund and exchange policy. If you ever get anything that doesn't fit right, my goal is to get you into swimwear that fits right. So yeah. I don't want you to ever be, or I don't want my clients, the people buying from me, to ever be uncomfortable or feel like we can't find anything in their size. If I need to cut and sew two different pieces together, I will, to make you your size. We can do custom. When we were doing the mask, we were custom making masks. I just want to make something that will fit you, because it's important for us all to have our own unique style. And if you don't find something on the website, I'm more than happy to work with you to make swimwear that will fit you. Oh, that's, or to find you swimwear that will fit you.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. That's great. I think, have you shipped anything overseas yet?
I have had an order from Australia, which was really cool. A couple times we do find people that are just really wowed by our product, by what we're doing, and that will pay the shipping. We have had a lot of orders from Canada. I ship all over the US, free shipping. unfortunately, Canada is just a little too expensive, and outside of the US, obviously, is way too expensive. But I mean, I will help you out with swimwear. Like, if there's something I can do, like with the OG collection, if you're willing to, if you love the swimmer so much, we will make it work. That's our motto with construction. If you want it to happen, we'll make it work. And that's been our motto with the swimwear from the beginning. So
that is a customer satisfaction.
That is
right there. We'll make it work.
Well, for people who live in fat bodies, it's harder to find swimwear. It's harder to find things that fit. So I, as a person who is fat, have been doing a lot of my own tailoring of my own bathing suits, making my own bathing suits, fixing and tucking and tailoring my own bathing suits. And then I started doing that for my friends. And then that's basically how it started with the swimwear, is that doing that. And that's how I learned about the swimwear, like swimwear specifically. But it's definitely been, nobody has the same body. Like, everybody is different.
Right.
Everyone's a different shape. Everyone nips and tucks in different places. And I don't want you to feel like this swimwear, or like you can't find any swimwear because this particular swimwear doesn't fit you. Like, we will find something either from my collection that fits you, or I'll point you in a direction that fits you better. Because I understand that not everything is for everyone also. Not everyone's going to find something. Yeah. But I do have a decent amount of variety that I find that a lot of people can find something in my collection.
When I think about like how much time I spent in department stores trying to mix and match.
You know, right.
Okay, these bottoms work, but that top's not going to work for me at all. Let me look over here. Like every year, it was the same struggle after struggle after struggle. You end up going all black because you think that's your only option.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
right. Bring black in until like 2 or 3 years right. into it. I said, so,
yeah,
there's like, so much black out there.
And you're right. No two bodies are the same. I mean, everybody knows this. If you ever bought a pair of jeans, you know, like.
Exactly.
Just yeah. you find what you like, and you buy as many as you can afford. You know, and that's the thing, is that we don't have a lot of options. So, you know, giving somebody the chance to, you know, to buy something as personal as swimwear, because it is like it's a personal piece of clothing. But to, you know, to give somebody a chance to buy such a personal piece of clothing, that's more or less tailored to their specific needs, is, you know, it's giving them a boost of confidence. It's giving them choice options that we've never had. So, you know,
right.
Like, well done you, as they say over here.
And you don't find the customer service like that. Like, do you really right. care about customers?
Right.
So Courtney, what is it like to be the model for this? Do you guys ever argue about anything? Like, oh, you're not wearing that right.
Hand on the hip, turn to the left, watch the lighting.
Oh, all the time.
I think the problem is the lack of, I don't give her enough direction. The lack of direction, that's what I was looking for. She's like, I don't know what to do. So we spend like an hour before the shoot looking at like Instagram poses of what she should do.
I don't know.
There's a lot of really good TikTok videos that I send to her before all the shoots that like teach you how to pose. So I am a very feminine person, and there is a lot out there for me. So I didn't want to put myself at the forefront when I was thinking about this, the first collection.
Yeah, I get that.
But now that I've been thinking about the swimwear a little bit more, I do expand it into larger sizes. And with that comes bikinis and one pieces and different kinds of swimwear pieces that I would personally wear. And with that comes maybe a photo shoot in the future. I mean, I do.
That's all right.
I have bought a few pieces. I have gotten some samples that I really love. I wouldn't sell anything on the website that I didn't personally love or that somebody else I know would personally wear.
Right.
So with these bikinis, I was really worried because they're printed bikinis. I get to choose the prints that go on the bikini and then it gets printed on the fabric. And then each bikini is cut and sewn to order.
Perfect.
So
great.
With that, I was really worried that the type of fabric that they were printing on wasn't great. And every single piece I've gotten from them, this new manufacturer, has been incredible. The fabric is next level. It's not as good as the original collection, but it's pretty incredible. It's so soft. It's so comfortable. I could probably wear the bikini as undergarments every day and not care. It's so comfortable. And then it fits a wide variety of bodies. The bikinis and the one pieces fit up to a 5X. And our leggings, I think, fit up to a 6X.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. We're looking into expanding. It's just that with the manufacturers we found, as much as I've been digging and searching and finding, there isn't a lot out there. And I'd really like to change the industry. But I personally, on my own right now, I can't do it myself. I am taking the steps to do so, though.
Great.
I would really
I'm gonna stop you there so we don't snap off because we've got less than a minute. And I just want people to know that they can find you on Facebook. It's called Shark and Ray.
Shark and Ray. And then we also have a website, sharkandray.com, sharkandray.com.
Excellent.
And you can also find us on Instagram. We're on TikTok, all at Shark and Ray, A-N-D in the middle.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
We totally appreciate your time and good luck with this business. And
love what you're doing. Love it.
Totally, totally. Good luck with
this. Thank you very much. Thanks for helping us spread the word.
Oh, no worries. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers.